Also to speak with you today is Steve Young. Again, he's the contributor to DrugSense.org, one of the most popular websites on the internet. And he helps write the copy and contributes to a lot of the interactive content up there. Steve, welcome to our panel here today.
Thank you very much.
Oh, here. Why don't you welcome up to our microphone.
Thank you very much, Chris. Chris talked quite a bit about becoming the media yourself, and that is an excellent strategy. There's nothing wrong with that. But in the meantime, the mainstream media still does exist, and most people get most of their information from the mainstream media. So what DrugSense does, we do a variety of projects, but our probably most well-known project is the Media Awareness Project, and you can find information about it at mapinc.org. I've got some pamphlets up here about all our services if you want to come and get them afterwards. But what MAP does is it's been around for about 10 years, and the concept is that the original concept is that part of the problem, marijuana prohibition, drug prohibition in general, is that there's a lot of bad information out there. And the media, the mainstream media, isn't very good at discerning good information from bad information sometimes. So about 10 years ago, some of my colleagues got together and said, what we're going to do is start archiving news stories about drugs. And we're going to archive them so the record is there, because sometimes prohibitionists forget history. They'll say, this marijuana is much stronger than it was 20 years ago. And if you go back 20 years ago, they said it was much stronger than it was 20 years before that, and so on. So, and before the internet, it was hard to sort of document that unless you're a clipping service or whatever. And so what we've done is we've taken those stories, and on a volunteer basis, people send us stories. When they see something that they think is important, they can email it to us at editor@mapinc.org. And we have a humans working there who decide whether it's appropriate for our service or not. We have so much news. Like right now, on a good day, we might distribute 70 or 80 stories. On a slower day, maybe 30 or 40. And there was times, like after the Angel Rach decision came, when we were getting 200 or 300 stories a day. So we have to be a little bit selective. There are humans who edit and decide what sort of stories are appropriate. We don't like to use just plain old drug bust stories. Someone was arrested for half an ounce or whatever. But we are very interested in policy and more interesting bust stories. And what we encourage people to do is if you read a story in your local newspaper or a magazine, any sort of print media, and even I know TV stations have websites where they'll put up stories now, we encourage you to send that to us. And then if we think it's appropriate for our audience, we will redistribute it to people. And then the next step is that we encourage people to respond to the media. Whether the information is good or bad, we encourage you to respond to that media, write a letter to the newspaper, the magazine, or whatever, and say, this is good information because, or say, this is bad information. Or what happens more commonly now is that this is kind, you almost got it, but not quite. 10 years ago, when we started, I'd say the ratio of bad information to good information about drugs, I don't know, I'll say 95 to 5. And I'd say maybe now we're up to 90-10. I don't know, maybe that's just kind of off the top of my head. But I think we are having an impact. Like Chris said, we're popular. I mean, I got some numbers here. We get about 25,000 unique visitors to our website every day from all over the world. We have news from all over the world. It's a really good way, even if you're not interested in writing letters and responding, it's just a really good way to keep up with what's going on in cannabis policy and broader drug policy. And some weeks we push out 300 stories. I know that's a lot for people to read. So we also have an editing service with MAP and DrugSense. I edit our weekly newsletter, and I skim through all those 300 stories or whatever, which can be really depressing some weeks. But and some weeks it's kind of nice. There's good news. But and then I try to pick out 10, 15, 20 that I think are really important. And I have some colleagues on staff who help me with that. And then we send out the newsletter. And it's kind of a good summary of what happened in drug policy that week. And we also try to include some links that didn't necessarily get into the mainstream media. We try to focus on, alternative media. If someone has a good blog entry or a good podcast or something, we'll make note of that in our newsletter. And that's what we've been doing for a long time. MAP is what is most well known about DrugSense, and it's effective, and I hope that some of you have used it. And if you haven't definitely check it out. It's a really good source of information. Now, we go beyond that as well. Everybody, not everybody, a lot of people know about MAP. But DrugSense realized that just responding to the media isn't necessarily enough, that the next step is trying to shape the way coverage happens before it gets into the newspaper or whatever media it's going into. And so we started a program about a year ago called, we have a person on staff called, his title is Media Activism Facilitator, and he was at this conference last year. His name is Steve Heath. He couldn't come out this year, so I'm kind of filling in for him, but he's more of an evangelist about this. And what he does is he works with individual activists and activist groups, and he sort of points them to tools and gives them advice about how to get your story publicized, if you've got a story, or how to get your organization publicized. And we have a variety of tools to do that. If you go to our website, do you want to type in mapinc.org on there? Chris is going to help me out here, my lovely assistant, Chris.
Just don't ask me where it bathing suit.
And this MAP project, we have a bunch of different services. One of them, I live in Illinois. I'm a board member of Illinois Normal. And my friend Julie, who's also on the board, is back there. And Illinois, like California, most other states, is relatively big, and it's difficult for everybody to meet at the same place at the same time. So what MAP does is we've rented a room called Pal Talk. It's a virtual room where people can meet and talk about issues within their organization. Now, MAP and DrugSense is, we're all over the country. I'm from Chicago. We have people who live in British Columbia. We have people here in California. We have people in Ohio. And every single week, we get together and meet virtually through this room that we have at the Media Awareness Project. And I'm going to click on it just real quick. Right there, that is our virtual conference room, and it's really open to anybody. What you have to do is you do have to download some software in order to use it, but it's there, and it's available for activists such as yourself. We also, on the same page, if you look around it, there is some instructions about how to write a press release, and there's links to other places to write a press release. We have a faxing service. If you have a press release that you think would benefit from wide distribution, we might be able to help you. I can't guarantee that all these services will be available for what you want to do, but definitely approach us. If you have some sort of idea about how we might be able to help you, send an email to Steve Heath. And again, the information is here, and I've got these pamphlets up here, and they've got all the contact there. And I think maybe I'll just stop there, and maybe Chris and I can just...